Our guest analyst today is Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. And Brad, how did those grain markets close today? A pretty red day overall.
Yeah, pretty weak across the board. Profit taking here. Need to feed that bull every day, and there's just not any bullish news right around. Fresh news today. The weather does look like it's going to warm up, but kind of forecasts are split on how wet or dry it's going to be going forward. New map suggests it could stay on the wet side. And then calendar looks busy here. We got a lot of moving parts here the next week or two. We got option expiration coming up here Friday. First notice day late next week, and then the crop report next Friday, June 28th, which will be the stocks and the acres, and I doubt we'll have full compilation of preventive plant acres by that report. So it's going to be probably more questions after that than answers.
And two, with those reports, some early estimates are out, and what is the trade saying so far?
Well, the trade's looking for, and I doubt it will show it in this report, but 6+ million preventive plant corn acres. There was some talk that there'll be some preventive plant beans, but with the weather improving, maybe we'll get these beans in by the end of the month, or most of them anyway, because preventive plant down in the Corn Belt on soybeans barely pays for the rent, much less than anything else. So they're going to try to seed those beans. The Trump payment, the market loss payment's going to have to be, have your beans seeded to get paid on those acres. So there's a lot of moving parts and all this stuff here, too, as far as preventive plant and what acres are going to get and what aren't.
And Brad, what did those livestock markets do today?
They were weaker across the board too. It was kind of a risk-off day. The hogs were up 85 to $1.30, but the cattle lives down 95 to $1, and the front of the feeders down 72 cents. So fairly weak day across the board. Late news coming in here. The Fed did decide to leave interest rates unchanged here. Probably left the door open for a rate cut in July is what the market's looking for, but as for today, the Fed left it alone.
Very good, Brad. Anything else we're missing from the conversation?
No, the energy market's a little firmer today, too. We did see in the inventory numbers a little bit of a draw in gasoline and crude oil, so that had the oil market up earlier, but currently it's down 40 cents a barrel, and the products are up just half a cent or so.
Again, we've been visiting with Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson on the Red River Farm Network.